came the comfortable sound of the humming fish humming while splashing around. But those truffula trees, all my life I'd been searching for trees such as these. The touch of their tufts was much softer than silk, and they had this sweet smell of fresh butterfly milk. I felt a great leaping of joy in my heart. I knew just what I'd do. I unloaded my cart. In no time at all, I had built a small shop. Then I chopped down a truffula tree with one chop. And with great skillful skill and with great speedy speed, I took the soft tuft and I knitted a thneed. The instant I'd finished, I heard a gazump. I looked. I saw something pop out of the stump of the tree I'd chopped down. It was sort of a man. Describe him? That's hard. I don't know if I can. He was shortish and oldish and brownish and mossy, and he spoke with a voice that was sharpish and bossy.
"Mister,"
he said with a sawdusty sneeze,
"I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees. I speak for the trees, for the trees."